Our next star is a young fella. Comes to us from a little old show they have up in Nashville, Tennessee. Name of it slips my mind right now. Let me see. What was that? Oh, yes, it was the Nashville branch of the Louisiana Hayride, I think. They call it the Grand Ole Opera up there, though. This fella has been, well, you've heard him on Decca Records, you've heard him on RCA Victory Records, you've probably heard him on other records, too. We want to bring him out now because I believe this is the first time he's ever been on the Louisiana Hayride. We're real proud to have this youngster here with us tonight, so make him feel welcome now. The Grand Ole Opera's Grandpa Jones!
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you, Norm. We're awful proud to be here with you tonight. I've been wanting to come down this way a long time, and we finally got to do it. And I dressed up a little bit to come up. Everything I've got on is brand new. All except these breeches, and I just couldn't throw them away. They stuck to me through thick and thin. And I'm not going to let them down now, I'll tell you that. I'd like to do a little tune that one of my uncles taught me a long time ago called Son, Get Up and Light the Lamp. I think I knocked one of your ma's eyeballs out. This is the way it goes. There's a big dollar tree down the road here from me. Bang it ain't down. What dollar? And short, he measures about 4'2". He thinks he's a giant. We give him a pint of that good old mountain dew. Well, my old man June bought a brand new perfume. It had such a sweet smelling pew. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it is nothing but good old mountain dew. Rode by with his head hoisted high, said his wife had been down with the flu. And he thought that I ought just to send him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. My brother Bill's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Now the buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. So much, y'all, for nice.